939 Gresham.
Okay, well, I did get that message, so what's got you tied up?
My curbside front air mag is leaking air. I thought the front end was a little bouncy, and it's leaking air.
All right, you're just having all kinds of fun today. Okay, well, we'll deal with that in a minute. I have a few more questions in regards to the dog thing. What stop did that happen at?
Far side 162nd.
Okay, so 162nd. Looks like you were there at 11:15.
Yeah, approximately. Yeah, 11:15.
How low is the front of the bus riding at the moment?
Right now, it's in the lower position, like pulling up to the stop to lower for somebody.
All right, so it looks lowered, but it's not lowered?
Correct, yes. Yeah, all the air is out of it now. It stopped hissing, but it's almost level with the curb.
Okay, so we're going to tie you up there. So now you'll be waiting there for a road supervisor to just kind of check in with you after the dog incident, and then we're going to have the mechanic show up to figure out what they can do with the airbags. So don't go anywhere until those pieces happen. And just because I don't trust your cat AVL, I do an incident number for you for your report. Do you have something to write that down with?
Yes, I do. Go ahead.
All right, it's going to be 109-7227. And just describe the incident with the dog as best you can. And we're going to go ahead and pull video on it also, just in case your situation with your hand changes or if that lady comes back at us, we'll have video of the whole thing.
Okay, copy. Yeah, I took my glove off. There's no scratches. So, yeah, that's why I wear thick gloves too. But, and the number was 109-7227?
Yeah, affirmative. That's right.
Okay, and then instead of me taking the front far east spot here, I'm just going to try to back up to stay out of the way of the 9 so they don't have to lay farther away from the transit center.
All right, copy. That sounds good. All right, if anything changes or if you need it, just let me know. And we'll be clear at 11:32.